Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and I listen to Boat Radio whenever I get
from the
chance.
Bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
This week's show is our last. Our last show in August, that is. We're going to be away next week. We're going to be down at the Shootout. We'll be doing the dock reports on radio and television starting Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. And that's the main topic of discussion today on the program. We're going to be talking Shootout. We've got a lot of audio to share with you from some pre-recorded interviews that were done with Ron Dugan, the head of the Shootout, not only last week on the radio, but also this past Wednesday night at the volunteer party. We'll have some details on that coming up for you, along with some things going on. This is the 10th annual Shootout event at Captain Ron's, 29th year overall, and I have some really fancy T-shirts and hats and all kinds of good stuff for collectors. Let's see. We had the volunteer party Wednesday night. Yesterday, a little boat and pontoon poker run took place out on the lake. So we've got a lot to talk about with that, and we're going to dig into some of that audio in just a little bit. We are also going to talk ethanol today. David Kennedy is going to be with us, and David is with Government Affairs with Boat U.S. He's been right in the thick of things, working for us up there on Capitol Hill, fighting the EPA, trying to get this E15 thing stopped or slowed down. And David will have his thoughts for us coming up in the second section of our program this morning. Then we're going to move on and talk about the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Ingham, which has been retired. It's one of the most honored and awarded ships in the Coast Guard fleet. And Bill Verge is with us, a retired U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant, going to be talking about their new museum down in Key West. And we'll have Bill on the line with us, we hope, here, coming up live from Key West later in the show. And then we'll wrap things up with some audio from Captain Ron talking about the volunteer party and kind of what this whole Lake of the Ozarks Shootout thing means to not only the lake, but also to the United States, because it does bring a lot of tourism. Not only to us, but to the entire country. The Shootout is, the home of the Shootout is Captain Ron's, and they're also the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Sure, happy to be working with Ron closely this year and telling you all about what's going on at Captain Ron's. They've got a great beach over there. If you've been over there any day, you'll see kids and the families and mom and dad and the grandkids all out on the beach having a good time. Come by boat or come by car, either way. 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550, Sunrise Beach, just up past the Hurricane Deck Bridge if you're heading kind of north on that. Entertainment-wise, they have it going on. Tonight, Funk will be on stage from 8 till midnight. Sax on the Beach on Monday. Next Thursday, Double D will be back. We've got the Groove Pilots on Friday, DJ Kyle on Saturday, Friday and Saturday. Going to be doing a couple of shows there on Saturday. And then the M80s will also be on stage from 8 until midnight Saturday night. That's following the Saturday night's Shootout activities. Captain Ron's Restaurant and Waterfront Bar and Grill, the official Waterfront Restaurant Bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and the home of the Shootout. For more information, Captain Ron's at thelake.com. Hey, it won't be long before we're revving up those boat motors down there for the Shootout. A lot of stuff to talk about there coming up. Before we get into it, I want to tell you about the Marine Dealers Association here at the lake, made up of over 40 lake area marine dealers representing all the top lines of boats, marine accessories, docks, personal watercraft, and everything else you need to promote fun on the water. Now, on their website, you'll find a complete list of the members, dealers, and also a list of all the associate members as well, plus a listing of all the upcoming boat shows that are going to be in our area or those that are promoted by the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. Find upcoming boat shows, membership information there, easy contact information available for anyone you might be looking for. The website, LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. All right, let's get into it a little bit here. Talked about the little boat and pontoon poker run, which was yesterday around the lake. Hope that everybody had a good time and had some fun out there. Today and tomorrow, the mini Shootout is going to be taking place, and that's over at the Hahatonka Springs, it's called, right there by the Hahatonka State Park. You can come by boat and anchor out there. It's a very calm cove. Or you can come on over and park. Now, Captain Ron, Ron Dugan is going to tell us a little bit about this event and a little bit about the parking.
There is plenty of parking, and what we do is we run shuttle buses on Saturday and Sunday. Now, for the actual races start on Saturday, and we'll have concessions down there on both days and flipping burgers and that kind of stuff. But we do have some parking at some of the shelters there at Haha Tonka, and then we run shuttle buses down to the event down at the Springs. And, you know, it's turned out we weren't sure about the location, you know, how it was going to fit, but everybody really seemed to like it last year. And and it was pretty cool. People up were walking on the trails and saw what was going on down and came on down and participated in it and got to watch some of the boats. But yeah, it turned out to be a great location, and we're excited about second year having it there. And yeah, Lance and Roger, they do a great job with that event.
Sunday's also the golf tournament up at Old Kinderhook. Monday is the treasure hunt. And then on Tuesday, the 22nd, is the Hall of Fame dinner.
And we have got a great dinner plan this year, and we've got some fantastic inductees. You know, Johnny Tomlinson, who is in speed racing Hall of Fame. I forget the name of it, but, you know, he's a legend when it comes to powerboat racing. We've got another lady, Carrie Sixkiller, who kind of epitomizes what the shootout is all about. I mean, she goes between 60 and 70 miles an hour with her boat, and it's a stock boat, and she runs it herself, And really, that's what the shootout is about, all about. We talked about it yesterday with some people. And if we don't have the Carrie Sixkillers of the world, you know, we don't have much of an event because, you know, I would say of the 100 boats that run, you know, we have 50 or 60 of them, you know, that don't go over 100 miles an hour, you know. And so, you know, we don't have much of an event without people like Carrie and the people that run, you know, Mark Hansons and those kind of people.
And then, of course, KB from the morning show, the Ozarks This Morning, and the Morning Magazine is the, I guess, master of ceremonies, if you will, for the Hall of Fame dinner again this year. On Wednesday, the 23rd, it's the street meet down on the Bagnell Dam Strip, a perfect time to get to see the boats up close. They're on their trailers, and the teams are there, and sometimes you'll see the drivers there. They'll take pictures and so on and so forth with you and tell you about the boats. It's a great event. 5 o'clock it starts down there on the Bagnell Dam Strip. Thursday is the Make-A-Wish rides, and that's always a great event. And then Friday we get ready for the big poker run, which starts at Big Thunder this year. We've got breakfast served up there, and all the guys are going to be getting ready to go and then running out on the lake all day long. That's going to be a great event. And then we get to actually the two last days of the shootout, and those are all the race days. Saturday the 26th, Sunday the 27th, and of course we want to mention that the races this year are not only going to be on News Talk KRMS Live each day, you'll also find them on television on, Springfield, MyCW down there. You've also got MyZoo out of Jeff City, Columbia. We've got a Kansas City and a Topeka and also a Leavenworth TV station that's going to pick up the broadcast as well. I think they're going to run all hours of the racing both days. We also have KSPR Channel 11 over in St. Louis. It's going to pick up noon to 3 each day, so that's pretty exciting. Also, we'll have a Ustream video link available. You'll be able to find that link on our websites. And we also will have Lake TV coverage available and on Como Connect. So you should be able to find it if you're looking for it up and down the TV dial. A great big Jumbotron will be there at Captain Ron's as well. That'll have live coverage showing on that, too. So as you're browsing around the vendor booths, you can take a watch and see what's going on. Well, let's get some comments from Ron about the actual 2 days of racing, particularly on Saturday.
A lot of racing started at 8:30 with the PWCs. They go for actually about an hour, and then at 10 o'clock we'll start the races with the bigger boats and go until 4 o'clock. Now, that's a change this year. We're only going until 4 instead of 5, and we've done that because on Saturday only, from 2 o'clock till 5:30, we have an extended no-wake zone. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to protect the property owners between the 31-mile marker, where our normal no-wake zone stops, and going to the 24-mile marker. That will all be a no-wake zone from 2 till 5:30 on Saturday. And again, the purpose of that is what we have is we have, if you can't imagine, 2,000 or 3,000 boats leaving at the same time. And it creates unbelievable waves. I mean, 6, 7, 8 foot tall waves that are doing a lot of damage. And so we're trying to spread that out a little bit. And so there's some bluff areas at the 24-mile marker where it's going to be a good place for them to take off. But we were hoping by that time, when they go no wake You know, it's going to spread that crowd out a little bit. You know, if you don't want to get involved in that, just hang out at one of the restaurants up there until after 5:30, and then you can go, you know, as fast as you want to go. But it's important that we protect the people around the shootout that have homes on the Lake of the Ozarks and protect their docks. And we have worked together with the Water Patrol to, you know, to hopefully, you know, solve some of this issue and protect those people, because we don't want to hurt anybody. I mean, it's a great event. We want it to come back every year, and this is one way we're hoping that we'll fix some of that.
Thank you, Ron. We're going to hear some more from Ron a little bit later in the program, and we'll talk a little bit about the volunteer party and how that all went. David Kennedy with the Boat U.S. Government Affairs going to be with us next, talk about ethanol. And then, let's see, we've got Bill Verge talking about the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Ingham just ahead as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on this Saturday morning. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS. Don't go away, please. Be right back.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and I listen to Boat Radio whenever I get the chance.
Hey, you can call me Bob. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Saturday morning coming up, we're going to be getting an update on the shootout activities with Ron Dugan. Also, U.S. Coast Guard's Ingham is now docked at Key West. Bill Verge is in charge of their museum down there on this highly decorated Coast Guard vessel. We'll talk to him in just a little bit from Key West. David Kennedy is next. He is the government affairs person for Boat U.S., and we're going to be talking about ethanol in our discussion with David in just a moment. Protection, security, and convenience. It's what you want from your boat lift or your PWC lift, and Hydrohoist boat lifts are the ones that can provide it for you. Of course, they've got complete boat and dock protection packages, too, and I wanted to call this to your attention because, you know, as the summer goes along, you're bumping into the dock, and you know, you're going, oh my gosh, I'm denting the side of the pontoon, or I'm doing this, or scraping the paint over here. The folks at Hydrohoist have a whole series of bumper guards. For instance, they've got the bow bumper, which is a good thing when you come in. The corner bumpers are really important, and they're very strong and secure, but they will keep your boat protected. And then they've got the ultra fender, which is good for the sides of your dock. Top three reasons people quit boating is the fear of damaging their boat. So Hydrohoist Boat Lifts has put these together for you. You can get a hold of Joanne Clark down at the Lynn Creek location of Hydrohoist of the Ozarks. 4065 East Highway, U.S. Highway 54, which is right there in Lynn Creek. 573-346-7505. Email is jclark@boatlift.com. Or for more information about all the Boat Lift products from Hydrohoist, go to their website, boatlift.com. Well, joining us next on the program from the Boat U.S. guest line, David Kennedy, Government Affairs at the Boat U.S. organization. David, thank you for joining us this morning. Our first question for you has to do with explaining ethanol and how we got there. What problems has it created for boaters?
Ethanol and gasoline mixed with ethanol, it's a renewable fuel, and it's something that has been out there for a long time as in one form or another, and there are other countries where it is used as a fuel. But for boats and for boat engines, it's really been a difficult thing to have mixed in, and we really haven't been set up to handle it. So there was a law passed in 2005, expanded in 2007, which mandated the use of renewable fuels, and specifically it mandated a use of conventional biofuels that come from corn. And that's what we've been dealing with, more and more ethanol in the marketplace. So with this law, it put out hard numbers of the amount of ethanol that has to be blended into our system. And the assumption when they passed the law was that we would continue to increase the amount we're consuming. Well, that isn't what has happened. So in order to meet this government mandate, this hard mandate, they've got to increase the amount of ethanol that is blended into the fuel. So right now, what we've seen broadly across the country is fuel blended up to about 10%. Marine engines can handle that. They are designed to handle that. That's what they're actually certified to, so by the EPA. In order to meet this higher mandate, though, the folks want that they have allowed E15 or ethanol up with 15% into the system, but that's only for 2001 and newer cars. It is specifically prohibited from being used in marine engines, other small engines, your lawnmower, your leaf blower, snow thrower, all those things it will do. And we've had a specific study on what E15 does to marine engines. It was done by the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, and it was really damaging for the service life. There was one, the engine didn't even make it to the end of the test because of the damage that it did. So it's really been hard that this is now more and more prevalent out in the marketplace because of the mandate.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't see very much in the way of warnings on the tanks. Are there enough? Is the EPA doing enough to warn people about what's coming out of the hose?
That's one of the real things that we try to highlight with EPA and with the other federal agencies is that they haven't done enough to warn not just boat owners, but folks with your lawnmower, your snowmobile, all those things. The motorcycle folks have a significant trouble. They cannot use E15. So you know how it is. We all pull up to the pump. We put fuel in the car, and hopefully the hose reaches back, and I can go put it in my boat. And if you're not paying very close attention, it's very simple for you to use the wrong fuel. And then you could be faced with a lot of problems, not only just the engine breaking down, but that's going to void your warranty. That damage is not going to be covered, even as much as the manufacturer likes to. It just isn't designed to go in the engine. So people need to be very careful. There's only one label that's required, and when you think about that pump and all the different labels that are on it, I sure hope folks pick up on that. So we're definitely pushing that. There needs to be more done of educating and both the public and then the retailers. We appreciate the Look Before You Pump campaign, but that's often just at the first sale, and it's got to be a persistent thing.
And last question for you, David. What can boaters do to get involved? Is there a website or something where they can go to get more information and to let the EPA know what they think?
Definitely some ways to get involved to help and try and shape this policy. I mentioned them before, the Smarter Fuels Future Coalition. If folks search on that, they'll find out about that, and there's ways to sign up for emails and alerts and opportunities to comment as they come up. So I'd say that's for everybody who cares about this policy and what happens with it. That's a great place to go and look and learn about all the different aspects of it. I think the phase separation is definitely part of it. I'm not a chemist or a scientist, but basically as water gets into gasoline, it combines with the ethanol, and up to a certain point, that's okay, because it'll burn through the system. But once you move beyond the point where it's saturated, where it's fully saturated, then the ethanol and the water phase separate out. They became this separate white goo that goes to the bottom of your tank. I had the experience of saying, fortunately, I had the right filters on that. I'm an informed boater, so it caught it before it got to my engine. But we operate in a wet environment. It's a boat. So that's just part of what we have to deal with, and really a challenge with any blend of ethanol in the fuel, and that's why so many people prefer E0.
Some of the reports in the testing, I do want to touch on that once more, if you don't mind. Volvo, sure. Mercury, the United States Coast Guard, the National Marine Manufacturers Association, that's just a short list of companies and organizations that were doing testing and then providing those results to the EPA. Now, you mentioned you had to drain your tank. Do we need to drain the swamp in the EPA?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say they are, I mentioned before, they are following the law. And so they deal with the policy that Congress has set. And this was back in 2007, and the world was a different place then, the way things were looking. It looked like we were going to be using more and more fuel, but the curve had only been up at that point. So, and the oil prices were at a much higher level, so I think people were looking for other ways to get at this. We do live in the world of unintended consequences, though, and now we're definitely dealing with those consequences with this. So I think we got to get at the whole policy, and that's where Congress has to get involved.
Well, David, thanks again. We do appreciate the information from Boat US. Keep up the good work. There's a couple of websites that were mentioned. One of them is Smart Fuels Future Coalition. And then there's also one that's on Facebook. You can go to Boaters United on Facebook, and there's some more information there about this issue. You just search E10 or E15, you're going to find lots of information. Some of your manufacturer sites will also have some links for some of those particular sites, like this one we were just talking about, Look Before You Pump, which is a new site which gives people these hang tags that they can put on their equipment to remind them that they shouldn't put anything over E10 in. Well, thanks again. We sure appreciate it, David. And we're going to be in touch with Tom Damerish. He's president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association. He's going to be joining us in a future program to talk more about this and some of the efforts that the manufacturers are up to these days. Screen Printing and More, formerly Show Me Shirts and Midwest Printing, it's now Printed Inklings. The new owner is Kelsey Jackson. She does screen printing. And by the way, she just finished our Bob's No Wake Zone shirts for this coming weekend's Wine and Brew Fest today. We've got the embroidery work she does, design and freshen up logos for shirts and koozies and hats and other things. She's there in Camdenton on Highway 54 across from Central Bank. Call 573-692-5217. Or you can find them on Facebook. They're the official t-shirt vendor of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. So come get a shirt. We'll be selling them there at the Wine Fest today from 2 until 5 up at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. Hey, calling all tuners, mark your calendars for September the 9th. Big deal. We got the 2017 Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine Poker Run. More details coming up on that in the weeks ahead of us here. Got to get past Shootout and Labor Day first. Hey, you're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll be talking about the United States Coast Guard Cutter Ingham next as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on News Talk KRMS. Be right back. Don't go away.
This is Ben Venz with Marine Max. I'm the Nautique brand ambassador, and thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Last Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.
Come taste the best of the Midwest at the 24th Annual Midwest Wine and Brew Festival on Saturday, August 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Lodge of Four Seasons. Featuring the finest wines and brews from across the state, this will be one of the largest tasting events in central Missouri. The afternoon will feature door prizes, vendors, and live entertainment by Sean C. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. For more information, call the Lake Erie Chamber of Commerce at 573-964-1008 or visit us online at lakeeriechamber.com.
Well, we got a good phone connection down to the Key West area. We're going to be talking with Bill Verge, Lieutenant, U.S. Coast Guard retired, Executive Director of the USCG Cutter Ingram Memorial Museum. And again, we're going to be on the line with him shortly from Key West as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues this morning. Hey, take a ride upon the Calypso, the pirate ship cruising the Lake of the Ozarks. The treasure hunt excursion is lots of fun, and the kids and the grandkids are loving it. Now, the summer's about over, and you're still going to be coming down some between now and time that winter rolls around. So check out jollycharters.com to book your tickets for any of the upcoming treasure hunt cruises. These have been a blast all summer long. Lots of attendance, lots of folks going out. The cruises do fill up pretty fast. There's only a limit of 44 passengers. So get online to jollycharters.com. You can make your reservations, and I'll save you some money if you'll use the promo code NOWAKEZONE. Just put that in there when you're processing your payment, and you'll save $3 off per ticket. You can also just give them a call if you'd like more information or to book by telephone, 573-392-5390. That's 392-5390 for the Jolly Charters trip, the treasure hunt excursion aboard the Calypso. Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. In a recent publication that I received called Power Ships, came across an article about the USCG Ingham, the United States Coast Guard's Ingham, the Ship of the Year for 2016. And on the telephone to talk about this particular ship and an historic landmark, a national museum that's been established, we have Lieutenant Retired U.S. Coast Guard Retired Bill Verge. Bill, the Executive Director, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Doing fine.
Well, it's great to be able to talk to you about this historic ship and some of its past history. But first, before we do, tell us a little bit about your Coast Guard experience.
Well, I enlisted in 1955 after foundering on a 180-foot, three-masted schooner, and then Chesapeake Bay. Went down with the loss of 13 lives, and the Coast Guard had a board of inquiry, and I was out of a job and had nothing to do, so I joined the Coast Guard.
And you put in how many years?
Put in 23 years.
Good for you. Thanks for your service. That's really good.
Yeah, but I guess the highlight of the service was I served in Vietnam. I was in the first volunteer group to go over to Vietnam. Coast Guard got there about a year for the riverine work, got there a year for the Navy did, because they didn't have anything small enough to get in. So we took our small boats over, and we eventually set up the swift boat program.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Navy came over and joined us, but the Coasties actually got there in 1965.
We have a Coast Guard retired gentleman here at Lake of the Ozarks, Captain Charlie Meyer, and Charlie was on some of those smaller vessels roaming around in the in the rice fields, if you will, of Vietnam as well. Let's let's share some information about this ship, and it's one of the most awarded, or is it the most awarded Coast Guard ship in the fleet?
Yeah, the Coast Guard originally built seven of them. They were called Secretary-class cutters because they were named after Secretaries of Treasury, obviously, because the Coast Guard was under the Treasury Department at the time for many years, 170 years or so. They were launched in 1936, and they were 327 feet long, 42 feet wide, and top speed of about 21 knots, and they were steam-powered. That's why the article showed up in Power Ships, because it's steam turbines. The first one of them, the Alexander Hamilton, was torpedoed off Iceland in 1942, and that left six of them, and the six of them had quite extensive careers. They served, Ingham in particular, served for 52 years, which is about twice the life of a normal ship.
My gosh, yeah. This particular ship, the Ingham, was awarded two Naval Presidential Unit Citations for service during Vietnam, and some other awards, of course, along the way. This you guys basically rescued this ship because it was going to be sunk to Davy Jones' locker, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. They were thinking of reefing it or turning it over to Brownsville, Texas, for scrap. And, I mean, the ship carries 21 ribbons, 17 battle stars. It was MacArthur's flagship when he returned to Corregidor in Manila, the Marvellous Islands, and it was a flagship. This is World War II. It was the flagship for the amphibious landings at Leyte Gulf, which is the largest battle with Admiral Struble on board. And he's the guy who planned the D-Day landings for Eisenhower. And then at the end of the war, they sent her to China, Formosa, and Vietnam as a flagship for the South China Naval Forces with Admiral Elliot Buckmaster on there as a flag officer. And he had been the commanding officer of the aircraft carrier Yorktown when it sunk at the Battle of Midway. So the bottom line is a lot of high-powered guys served on that ship.
Absolutely.
I just couldn't see her going to the bottom.
Now, this nonprofit organization that you have, and you're based in Key West, which is not a bad place to be, I would say. But so you have a memorial museum set up there for the U.S. Coast Guard's Ingham, and it's now there in port. Has it been upgraded, or is it pretty much what it was when it was still in service?
Well, it's almost identical the way it was in service. And it was the last of the 327s to be decommissioned, and they kind of figured it might become a museum. So they just left everything. The guy's cigarette packs are sitting on the desk. There's chest x-ray, dishes, silver, transfer orders, engineering records. The old crew came back and sat down in their old seats. They could basically almost pick up where they left off. It's pretty complete. No Disney. It's all authentic.
That's really great. Now, it's Key West, and it's in the Truman Waterfront Park area. And you're basically a nonprofit organization, and anyone that would like to make donations to continue keeping it up, because obviously you got to continue to do maintenance on these when they're like this. So how does somebody get in touch with you guys to do that?
Well, the easiest way is to go on the website and look at our web. All you have to do is type in USCGC Ingham, and it normally pops up as the number one, and our website is there. It tells about the ship, but also tells how you can make donations, and they are tax deductible. It takes about $400,000 a year just to keep the ship sitting there.
Wow.
We'll be dry docking in another 2 years, and that'll cost us about $800,000. So it's expensive keeping. There's 100 of us in the United States, museum ships. They're all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a constant fight. Looking for funds, you know.
Right. Let me give the spelling of the ship's name. It's INGHAM, Ingham, and that's
right.
USCGC Ingham Memorial Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can Google search Ingham, and you'll be able to find this.
You might get Ingham County, Ohio. But
put in Coast Guard Ingham, and you'll find it for sure.
Right.
Bill Verge, been our guest, the executive director and U.S. Coast Guard retired. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing to save this piece of history for the United States Coast Guard. We do appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Okay, Bob, we appreciate your interest, and thanks for setting up the interview.
It's a salute to the veterans at the 7th Annual Lake of the Ozarks Air Show, Saturday, September 23rd at the Camdenton Memorial Lake Regional Airport from 7:30 to 4:30. Bring your chair or blanket to this free event with numerous acts, vendors, children's activities, and plenty of food and beverage. Free shuttle from Camdenton High School. Parking at the airport is $10 per vehicle. Finish the evening with a show from Aaron Tiffin at the Ozarks Amphitheater. Visit lakeoftheozarksairshow.com for all the details.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. You know, we're at the Lake of the Sea Rays. I don't know if you knew that, but the folks at Marine Max are the world's largest retailer of recreational boats with 53 locations, but each one of these locations has its own personality, and ours certainly does. Premium brands like Sea Ray, Sport Boats, Cruisers and Yachts, Azimuth Yachts, Harris Pontoons, Nautique Wake Sport Boats, and the, of course, legendary Boston Whalers, and a good selection of brokerage boats as well. You'll find them right here at our very own Lake of the Ozarks Marine Max location, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. By water, it's at the 16-mile marker, 16 and a half. And they've also got a store up by the, Business 54, if you will, across from the Lake Ozark or Osage Beach Premium Outlets right there. Give them a call, 573-365-5382, or you can look more information up on the website, marinemax.com. Lots of good stuff happening there. Slips, get a hold of Angie Cook. Once again, 573-365-5382. Well, coming up, we're going to be chatting with Ron Dugan, the head of the shootout. Some last-minute details on what's been going on and what's coming up. It's just ahead of us here. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. On a Saturday morning, we're here. Now, we will not be here next week. We're going to take a week off because of our shootout coverage right here on KRMS. But we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sniff, let's dream about the future.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly from Skipper's Review, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
We are back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Yeah. Saturday morning with you in the No Wake Zone. It's nice to be with you, and I'm taking next week off. No, not really. I'm going to be working. We'll be doing the dock reports on radio and TV from Captain Ron's shootout location. We hope you'll join us there or listen or watch. We'll have updates on 93.5 Rocks as well. The volunteer party was Wednesday of this week, and it sort of kicks the whole thing off of the shootout. And we're going to have some comments from Ron Dugan about some various things that happened at the volunteer party coming up for you. But first, this portion of our show, the last portion this week, is brought to you by the folks at Iguana Boat Rentals. Something for everybody. Party boats, paddle boats, speed boats, PWCs, fishing boats, tri-tunes, and accessories with three locations to make your reservations. Pick one up near you. Bagnell Dam Strip area, 1 mile markers, the Iguana headquarters location. Iguana at the Osage Beach is Grand Glaze Bridge, right there, right by the topsider. And then the Iguana North Shore location at the 5.5 at Rocky Mount. Advanced reservations suggested. Walk-ins are sometimes lucky to get a boat that you might want. But I urge you just to get on the internet and go to iguanawatersports.com. Or you can call one of their friendly reservation people. They'll talk to you about it, 888-365-2399. That's 888-365-2399. Should also mention that we're calling all tuners here. Mark your calendars for September the 9th. It's the 2017 Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine Poker Run. We're going to be going out to Captain Ron's. Prizes and cash and food and entertainment. And we're going to have more details for you on the radio stations and on the show in the coming days ahead. Mark your calendars, though, September 9th at Captain Ron's for this brand new Poker Run. Well, the volunteer party was this past week, kind of kicked everything off for the shootout week or two weeks worth of activities. And Ron Dugan is always the host of this event. It's always a great opportunity for the volunteers to get together, and we had a lot of new volunteers this year. But first thing was introducing the board members that make up the committee that handles everything having to do with the shootout.
First of all, I'd like to welcome everybody to the 10th anniversary of the Lake of the Ozarks shootout from Captain Ron's and the 29th year overall for the shootout. And it's just it's been a fantastic event, especially since we took over. It's just been, I can't believe it's been 10 years. I always think of, of calling everybody saying, all right, get together. We're going to have a little meeting down at Captain Ron's and talk about this little thing. And then it took us a while, and we got it. And, man, I'm telling you what, you guys, along with, our board of directors and staff, has really taken this event to another level. And we just can't thank everybody enough for what you all have done. So on behalf of myself and the board of directors, we'd like to thank everybody for what you've done for this event.
All
I would like to introduce our board of directors for those that are new. But let me see a show of hands that are new this year. That's pretty good. So thank you all for coming and getting involved in the shootout. It's a very rewarding event. But board members, if you guys would stand when I call your name. Vice President is Mark Mawson. Second Vice President is Don Silva. Our Treasurer is Connie Weir. Our Secretary is Kent Morris. Our other members are Frank Scarpino.
Hey, Frank.
He pays them to do that. And Carrie Mawson. You guys don't realize the amount of time that these people put in. And not only did they put in their time, but they put in their spouse's time. And they put their money where their mouth is, too. You know, they step up. They become sponsors. They lead committees. They do a ton of work. I get a lot of credit for this thing. But I'm telling you what, I am nothing. These people do it all, and I get all the credit. And so I just want to tell you that it's not me, it's them. So give them another big round of applause.
Next up, Ron talks a little bit about how the Lake of the Ozarks shootout has grown and how it is one of the major attractions in the country.
People from all over the country come, and we are on display. So, that's the exciting part about this and also the scary part about this, because we have news reporters and TV stations and people coming from all corners of the country and in other countries, too. And so, the Lake of the Ozarks is on display, and I think we have a pretty good product down here. And I believe that by the show of everybody that helps out with the shootout, you all think so, too. And so, it's a wonderful place, and people have, it's one of these things that's on their bucket list. And so they want to come. They're calling people that they know at the lake or friends that have been to the lake, and they want to know about the lake and should we come to this event. And I have yet to hear anybody that's disappointed when they come to the Lake of the Ozarks. It's just an unbelievable place to live. It's an unbelievable place to raise a family. And we are all very, very blessed to live in this place. And a lot of us, we've all, I know a lot of you guys, you travel and you go to other places, and there's just nothing like home. And so I'm fortunate to have been here. This is my 35th year, and so I'm almost a local. But anyway, it's just an amazing place, and we're very fortunate to live here.
And we should not forget, this event is actually a fundraiser for area nonprofits and our fire departments around the lake area. So Ron will address that in these next few comments.
We have donated, since it moved to Captain Ron's 9 years ago, we have donated $943,000 to all these different organizations. So it's going to be really cool when we put that big $1 million plus on this check this year. It's a huge accomplishment in 10 years to be donating over $1 million to the different charities around the lake. And it all stays here local. It's all going for these people that need a little helping hand around the lake, and the charities all do such a great job with the money, and there's just thousands and thousands of people that benefit from all of your hard work, and it's just seeing the faces on them. We'll do a big announcement party probably be the third weekend of October down at Captain Ron's. We'll have a party. We'll let you guys all know. We'll hand out checks, make the big announcement on the amount, and I wish we could do it sooner. It just seems like forever to get all the bills in, and it doesn't take that long to count all the money, but it takes a long time to get all the money in because we have a lot of sponsors that can't pay until September. But anyway, it's really a neat deal, so I encourage everybody to come to that. It's just been a fantastic voyage. We hope to have it, next year's the 30th anniversary. We got some really special things planned for next year, but it's a cool thing, and I really appreciate everybody involved, and thank you all very much for everything that you do. And
I work and earn money for my charity. This is Brad Dieters, and the charity is Knights of Columbus. Thanks for coming to the Shootout.
My nonprofit group benefits from working at the Shootout. Hi, this is Margie Frazier. My organization is the Kaufman Bend Fire Department. Thanks for coming to the Shootout.
A large portion of our yearly operating expense is paid for by the hours we work for the Shootout. This is Steve and Sharon Konich, and the charity we're representing is the Elks and the Knights of Columbus for Glory.
My name is Wayne Walker, and I'm here on behalf of my wife, Ann Walker, who is a member of the Rotary Club in Glory. And a large portion of the money that they raise for public service is at the Shootout. And so I'm happy that she and I could volunteer to help with this.
Hi, this is Steve Martin. I volunteer for Anchor Management.
I work. I earn money for my charity. This is Amber Martin. My charity is Sunrise Beach Fire Protection. Thanks for coming to the Shootout.
And all over about 600 volunteers will work through the week and into next weekend as the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout 10th anniversary of Captain Ron's and the 29th year gets underway. Lots of activities around. If you have a problem, just get to the website, lakeoftheozarkshootout.com, for some more information. Wow, it's been a great show. Hey, come see us. We're going to be this afternoon, 2 to 5, up at the Lodge of the Four Seasons for the Midwest Wine and Brew Fest. Have our booth set up there. We've got some great door prizes, including some of Shelley Blum's new book about the water ski girl wonder. We got some Boat US prizes. We're going to give away a couple of Down Alert PSDs. Well, we're going to have a great time. Hey, we got new T-shirts, too. We'll have those for sale up there with proceeds going to Boat US Foundation. And we'll see you in 2 weeks right here back 2nd of September will be the next show. Otherwise, we'll talk to you next week at the Shootout. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.